This is likely to be the final step for the concealed carry plan before it heads to Governor Scott Walker's desk for his approval. It's more restrictive than other versions Republicans were mulling this session. It would require people to get concealed carry permits from the state and take some kind of training. Freshman Republican Representative Jeremy Thiesfeld of Fond du Lac says it makes sure Wisconsin respects the constitutional right to bear arms.
I have no self-interest in seeing this legislation pass. I've never owned a firearm. In fact, I've never even fired a gun. What is my interest? My interest is what I would hope be the same for every legislator in this room. We've all taken an oath to defend the Constitution.
This plan passed on a bipartisan vote in the state Senate, and at least a handful of Democrats will likely support it in the Assembly. But Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca said the plan would get even more votes, including his, if Republicans would change it to let police access lists of who's licensed to carry concealed weapons.
This is very narrow. We'll still be a shall carry state. We'll still do 98% of what this bill does, but stand with law enforcement.
Democrats also wanted Republicans to change the plan to require more stringent training. The GOP shot down both ideas. If the plan passes the Assembly unchanged, Governor Scott Walker will likely soon sign it into law. That would leave Illinois as the only state without any kind of concealed carry law. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.